أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقال اركبوا فيها بسم الله مجريها ومرساها إن ربي لغفور رحيم. وهي تجري بهم في موج كالجبال ونادى نوح ابنه وكان في معزل يا بني اركب معنا ولا تكن مع الكافرين. قال سآوي إلى جبل يعصمني من الماء قال لا عاصم اليوم من أمر الله إلا من رحم وحال بينهما الموج فكان من المغرقين. وقيل يا أرض ابلعي ماءك ويا سماء أقلعي وغيض الماء وقضي الأمر واستوت على الجودي وقيل بعدا للقوم الظالمين. ونادى نوح ربه فقال رب إن بني من أهلي وإن وعدك الحق وأنت أحكم الحاكمين. قال يا نوح إنه ليس من أهلك إنه عمل غير صالح فلا تسألني ما ليس لك به علم إني أعزك أن تكون من الجاهلين. قال رب إني أعوذ بك أن أسألك ما ليس لي به علم وإلا تغفر لي وترحمني أكن من الخاسرين.
And as Nuh alayhi salam had embarked the ship, he said, Irkabu fiha, embark therein, in the name of Allah Ta'ala, its movement and its coming to a rest. Indeed, my Rabb is most forgiving and most merciful in everything that a believer does. He sees the hand of Allah Ta'ala. He sees that it is just by the mercy and the blessings of Allah Ta'ala that he accomplishes his matters. Sailing upon the boat, then the boat carrying you to your ends and to your destinations, and you having the power to use it to your discretion, to your will, all this is by the power and the might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a believer doesn't forget, I am totally under the qudrat, the power and the might of Allah ta'ala at any time. He doesn't bloat with pride. He doesn't get deceived with self-admiration and praise. Rather, he looks at the qudrat and the power of Allah ta'ala, no matter wherever he is, what the circumstance may be. And the ship sailed with them in the waves like mountains, steady and calm like mountains. And Nuh alayhi salam called out on his son, and he had separated himself from the rest. My son, embark with us and be not amongst the kafirs. Perhaps Nuh alayhi salam had not known until this point that his son was a disbeliever. Perhaps he was a munafiq. He would show himself up like a believer and conceal disbelief. But at the crucial moment, Allah Ta'ala shows the true colors of people, like on the day of Qiyamah. No matter how much a person may have been concealing himself, but his true colors are revealed. So the son replied, Sa'awi ila jabal, that I will take refuge to a mountain, it will save me from the water. Nuh alayhi salam warned him again that none can save, this day none can save from the command of Allah Ta'ala except on whom he has mercy. And they were still talking and a wave came in between them both and he was amongst those that was drowned. was when the command of Allah Ta'ala had issued, O earth, swallow up your water. Waters that were gushing from the fountains and from springs, Allah Ta'ala commanded, O earth, swallow up your water. And O sky, withhold your rains. And the water had abated, decreased and dried. And the word of Allah Ta'ala had gone forth, wastawat al-judi. And the boat had come to a standstill at the Mount Judi. And the word of Allah Ta'ala had gone forth, away with the zalims. And Nuh alayhi salam again pleaded to Allah Ta'ala, saying, My Rabb, indeed my son is amongst my household, and your promise is true, and you are the best to judge. So Allah Ta'ala's answer was, O Nuh, he is not from amongst your household. His conduct is not right. So do not ask me about things of which you have no knowledge. I advise you, lest you be amongst those that are ignorant. Nuh alayhi salam's immediate response is, My Rabb, I do ask you refuge, lest I ask you about things of which I have no knowledge. And unless you do not forgive me and show mercy unto me, I will be in total loss. Two points are very prominent here. One is this, that the true successor of a Nabi, of a righteous person, is not just his biological child, but it is the one that follows in his path, in the path of righteousness, virtue and knowledge. If he departs from righteousness, virtue and knowledge, then he is really not counted amongst the household of the Nabi of the righteous. We also understand that that ummati that is on the path of the Nabi, on the path of the pious, then as though he is from their progeny. Because there are two dimensions in a Nabi or an ummati. One is being a biological father, and one is a spiritual father. So the Nabi is a spiritual father of the entire ummah. Then the son will be called a true son, who is on the path, on the spiritual path of the Nabi or of the righteous. And the one that has departed from this path, then he is not worthy of being called the child of so and so. The second thing is this, that we are not allowed to just make dua indiscriminately as we wish. Nuh al-Islam was corrected here. Obviously there were emotions, it is my biological son, and he thought initially that the promise of Allah Ta'ala was for his household, but then it was explained to him, household means those that follow on your path, follow the path of righteousness. It doesn't mean there's any person that is your child. The third lesson we learn is this, that what is the Nabi's response, and what should be the response of those who follow the Nabi? When we are corrected, then immediately we respond. Nuh al-Islam is corrected, and straight away, he doesn't cover up for himself, he doesn't make any excuses. Straight away he says, Rabbi inni a'uzu bika an as'alaka ma laysa li bihi ilm. My Rabb, really I do ask for protection and refuge, that I ask about things I have no knowledge of. And unless you do not forgive me and show mercy unto me, then I will be in total loss. Then it was said, قِيلَ يَا نُوحُ هُبِتْ بِسَلَامٍ مِنَّا O Nuh, disembark with peace from us, and blessings upon yourselves, and amongst the nations and peoples that will spring up from those that are with you. And others, we will grant them some benefit in this life, then a grievous punishment will touch them in the hereafter. These are from the stories of the unseen that we recite and read to you. مَا كُنْتَ تَعْلَمُهَا That we inspire you with. You had no knowledge about it, nor your people before this. So persevere. Every righteous person will go through difficulties like the Anbiya. In spite of them being on the right, then they had to persevere, they had to be firm that to be steady under all circumstances, so persevere, be firm. For the end, the right, the good end is for those that are righteous. Nuh alayhi salam's boat had come to a stop, had come to rest on the 10th of Muharram. And he fasted on that day, as well as all those people that were on the boat, they had also fasted. And hence, we see from that point onwards, the 10th of Muharram becomes an auspicious day, and we fast in memory of Nuh alayhi salam, in memory of the one who initiated the path of righteousness, who showed right from wrong, who persevered for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and gave up all his emotions, feelings, etc., only to serve and to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَصْبِرْ إِنَّ الْعَاقِبَةَ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ So be, persevere, and remember, don't lose heart. These trials and challenges will come your way, but the good end is for those that are righteous.